You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history, two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning, and we are broadcasting live from Substack. No, Short Stack.
Substack, Short Stack.
Yeah, it's all the same, right? They serve pancakes at Substack, too. It takes a little longer to get them, though.
Short Stack Eatery.
Yes.
At the corner of Johnson and State and Henry.
That's so good to be back here again. I love this place.
I know. We were here for a number of months, every Wednesday morning, and then we weren't. And now we're back. But we're back for a reason, because they're closing very soon.
Yes,
Closing down Short Stack Eatery.
They are. It's not easy running a restaurant, and that's the whole point.
Yeah,
you know, it's like working 24 hours a day. I mean, you never know. You have to kind of like go into work and fill in for somebody if you're the owner or manager.
Yeah, so we thought we'd come here one more time before they shut the doors and move on. And they've always been very nice to us here when we drop by before on Wednesdays. So looking forward to having Mike McCabe drop in a little bit later on, as he does every Wednesday. And then our boy wonder, Zenon, who we discovered here at Short Stack, along with his dad, he'll be stopping in as well. So that'll be interesting.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun.
We haven't seen him in a long time.
He's got a story. You know, Rachel Maddow had a little rundown of all the things that Trump is doing that we didn't vote for. And we'll be getting into that a little after 7 o'clock.
Great. Yeah. And weather today, well, it's looking kind of cloudy, and we even have some fog.
Wow, yes, coming into Madison. London fog.
Really?
I didn't think I'd be able to see in front of me, but, you know, once you get in it, it's okay.
It's pretty thick, but you know what causes that is the dew point, John.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we'll talk to Brittany Merlot about that.
It's my enemy.
Yes. Yeah, you shiver every time I mention the word dew point. You just start shaking uncontrollably.
I can't handle the dew point.
But it's 58 degrees currently. What is your Samsung WMDX watch say
for
early morning temperature?
Well, you know, I remember the official
WMDX
Samsung watch. I know, wasn't it awful? I felt like I left an arm at home. It's 59 currently.
Right?
The predicted high will be about 83 degrees.
Okay.
83.
Sam, are you with us here? Do you want to roll the weather roulette wheel?
Oh, of course
I do. Why don't you try that?
Of course you do. Okay. There it goes. Round and round we go. Afternoon high will be for today.
Yes.
It says 81, so... All right, well, you said 83?
83.
Okay. Well,
we're pretty close this
low time. Low 80s. Well, that's what we'll say. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened their doors back in 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Yeah. Two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information. That's verlo.com.
All right.
All right. All right,
I can do that.
Well, what should we do? Should we get to the National Day Calendar? Do you feel like...
Well, yeah, I think that's my high point of the morning, usually.
At least for this first 15 minutes. It's the high point.
It is.
All right. Well, let's get to the National Day Calendar.
Have today. I think it's similar to what we had last year, right?
Yeah, about a year ago. Yeah. Is it or is it not one of these days? Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Is it National Buttermilk Biscuit Day? Is it National Table Tennis Day? National Underground America Day? National Dance Like a Chicken Day? National Receptionists Day? What day does not belong?
I am so fearful that it's Dance Like a Chicken Day that I'm not going to talk about that one. It's not Buttermilk Pancake Day today.
Well, Buttermilk Biscuit Day?
Biscuit Day, yeah.
You don't think it's that
No,
day?
I don't think it's
well,
that
Well, you're wrong. It is
what?
That
really?
Day. It's National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. It would have been great if it would be Buttermilk Pancake Day.
Yeah, because we're here at Shortstack.
Yeah. Sam, do you care to take a guess?
Well, just
what
because
day
John
is
so
not?
John is just so afraid of what the implications of this day are, I'm going to have to say it's not Dance Like a Chicken Day.
Well, you're wrong, too. It is National Dance Like a Chicken
Day.
That's
the saddest day ever.
All right. It's not National Table Tennis Day.
Oh, okay.
Snuck that one in by both of you guys. I get to keep the
dime. Table tennis is ping pong, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is.
All right.
Getting an early morning crowd here.
Have you gotten a ping pong table in your basement yet, Gordy?
No, I have not. Yeah, I still intend to get one. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that or not.
Oh, man.
You know, they might have it on the marketplace.
Well, I could see.
On Facebook.
Yeah, you could see if there's been one thrown out on the road for Hippie Christmas.
Hippie Christmas, yeah.
Just
I'm sure. I'm sure it'd be in great shape if it's laying out by the road. Usually those get beat up by the college kids.
Or spray painted with Listen to John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yes, right. Okay, let's get to National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Yeah. Boy, oh boy, who doesn't love a buttermilk biscuit? The high-rising breakfast staple. Whether you're enjoying them with biscuits and gravy or butter and honey, National Buttermilk Biscuit Day is a day to enjoy a food holiday easily incorporated into all of your meals. You could have it with anything. Goes with anything, buttermilk biscuit.
Well, you know, I throw something in here. I just don't remember the flour, but they use a special flour for the buttermilk biscuits in the South.
Is that so?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So if anybody knows, just text us.
Yes, you can text us on the Civic Media app.
And Sam will let us know because we're not. We don't have access to the text, right? I don't believe.
I don't think we do. No, we don't.
I'll read them out for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
Well, I'm concerned.
You could also call us. Right? 608-879-8255. But use the Civic Media app. That's the easy way to do it. You can download it absolutely free, and you can text us or call us from there. Okay. On to National Underground America Day. Did I mention that?
No.
Oh.
Underground America?
Yeah. This recognizes the approximately 6,000 people who live in some form of underground architecture across North America. Remember they used to have all those houses out by Cross Plains?
Yeah, Earth Homes.
Yeah, Earth Homes.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to those because I drive by there every once in a while and they're not there anymore.
You know what? It's there. I think they had a lot of shrubbery around the house and made it look like they were
overgrown.
Really, they were really underground. But all of that is gone, but they're still underground. It's like one side of your house is underground. It's built into a hillside.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Just ask John.
Just ask John. It's National Dance Like a Chicken Day. John Peterson's
This is not going to happen today.
Well, today, May 14th, encourages everybody to dance like a chicken.
Why is that?
The day entertains from start to finish with people flapping their arms and strutting chicken-like.
Yes.
Everyone has probably danced the chicken dance, John. You've danced the chicken
dance every time you go to a wedding.
You,
yeah, no, I stay away from that.
What?
Yeah.
I heard you were the instigator of the chicken dance at the last, and every wedding you've ever been
From our big party that we had?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at Baked Wings across the street. Is that a new restaurant going in on the corner? I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know what used to be there.
Didn't have signs up before that I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Shiny object, squirrel. Let's get back to Dance Like a Chicken Day.
I don't have much of an attention span.
I know. That's
why we have so many different stories on this program.
That's right. The Chicken Dance was written by Werner Thomas, a Swiss accordionist. The Chicken Dance didn't even make it to the United States till sometime in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's associated with polkas or oompa pa music. Originally written with the name Der Enterschnatz or Enterschnatz or something like the duck dance.
You know what I think this
somehow
is?
Somehow it went from the duck dance to the chicken dance.
This is a form of bird flu. And
Okay. Well, then let's move on.
Yeah. Okay.
One more day here. I think we had National Receptionist Day, so we salute all the receptionists
out there.
Yes,
all the receptionists out there.
Megan, our
receptionist.
They
do all the work.
They do.
Yeah.
They handle everything. Sam, have you got the history book ready to go there?
Oh, I do. Do I have to open it, or can I dial up the digital version since you guys
just
are...
Just dial it up.
It's your choice.
That's a good idea.
Let's overload the internet
since
today.
You're back in control there.
I hope the internet can handle all of this information.
Okay. What happened on this date in history?
Well, way back, today in 1607, Jamestown was founded. Jamestown was the very first permanent settlement in to become the U.S. colonies in the United States. It was the very first colonial settlement.
Okay. Yes, it was. Okay.
Big stuff.
That's great.
1796. I hesitate to really say that this is official because, like, by modern standards, like, this is back alley medicine. Today in 1796, a guy by the name of Edward Jenner developed the very first smallpox vaccine. Wasn't much of a vaccine, though. He took pus from blisters of people who had cowpox and gave it to people who had not yet had smallpox in an effort to make sure that they wouldn't get the disease. You call that a vaccine?
But did it work?
But did it work? Yes, it did work.
Oh,
and it's he's considered today the founder of vaccination, basically.
Hmm. Yeah, so using the virus was one way of fighting the disease. Yeah.
Okay.
Today in 1804, Lewis and Clark departed on the Corps of Discovery, their big journey out to the West Coast to map the soon-to-be continental United States.
Yes, the Lewis and Clark Expedition Group had a hit song way back in the 60s. They actually did, Lewis and Clark Expedition.
Yeah. We can look that up?
I'll pull that up for you.
Yeah. Look that up.
Today in
19... They had, what's that? Sam, here's a question for you.
Sure.
What Indian woman, what American Indian woman did they meet up with that helped to guide them?
Sacagawea.
You know that?
Or Sacagawea, as sometimes people call her. Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, good for you. Okay.
Wow,
next.
That was a short bell. Nope. You guys fans of Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah,
sure,
of course.
Yeah,
today in 1998, the very last episode of Seinfeld aired. I haven't seen it. From what I've heard, it didn't have that great of an ending, did it?
No, it was really disappointing.
Oh. Right. And then they tried a different ending on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
With Larry David, and that I think that may have almost been the last episode, but didn't they come up with a special that was the actual last episode?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I liked Larry David's, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. I still like it. It's great.
But he had the whole show, everybody on the cast
everybody
together,
on
and they were
going
to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took an entire season to do the last episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a phenomenon.
Yeah,
took a lot
great
to wrap
show,
it up.
But...
Yeah. Got a few birthdays today as well. It's George Lucas's birthday, David Byrne, Robert Zemeckis, and Mark Zuckerberg, the Zuck. They're all celebrating birthdays today.
All right.
Don't bring his name up.
We are live at Shortstack Eatery, downtown Madison, as they get ready to close their doors. We'll talk to Mike McCabe in our next hour. Back with more of John and Gordy in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What is it?
It's
It's the Lewis and Clark Expedition. I feel good today. Yeah, yeah. See, I remember all these old songs way back when.
Boy, that's... I've never heard that song.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for it. It's not a great song.
wasn't a big hit,
no.
I guess.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning.
It's 23 minutes past the hour. It's foggy around Madison this morning. We'll see some sunshine in the mix and highs in the low 80s today. Right now, 58 degrees. And we're at Short Stack Eatery, corner of State Street and Johnson. Just about a block away from our studios here. So used to come here every Wednesday, and we're coming back because they're going to be closing their doors shortly. And we're going to find out more about coming up. So, all right.
They're doing that just to spite us, you know.
You think so? This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Jim and Sarah will take care of you there. They help people, and they change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check out their website at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can actually do an initial hearing test on the website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. And again, they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They do great work, don't they, John?
Oh, they do. Yes, I have some fantastic hearing aids. Yep.
You really like them?
Yeah.
Very comfortable?
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Yeah.
And invisible. You don't see them.
And they have Bluetooth capability,
Bluetooth,
right?
Yep, they do.
Dial up anything. Yeah. Can you do your phone just through your hearing aids?
Yes.
Wow.
You can answer your phone that way. In fact, I found out that you can answer your phone with the hearing aids while still listening to Bluetooth on your car stereo.
Wait a minute.
It gets complicated after a while here.
Do you have one in one ear and one in the other? And you can...
No.
Is it stereo?
It's stereo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean... That's kind of cool.
It's two-channel, yes.
Right. Okay.
We don't have stereo on our telephones yet, but, you know, that's the next step. Stereophonic telephone.
Well, it's interesting. You can listen to your radio and...
Yeah.
And you take your phone calls.
Well, Kooky Ed Burns had a song, Kooky's Mad Pad. Remember, we even have a little a piece of it we play before our show sometimes, the Mad Pad.
That's true.
And in that song, he talks about stereophonic telephone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's kind of cool.
So the Beatniks knew that this was going to happen.
They knew. I just got this information handed to me Sinead at Short Stack Eatery. Last day is Sunday, May 25th. That's when they will be closing their doors. So they're open 12 more days, including Monday, May 19th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're usually closed on Mondays.
Usually closed on Mondays, but they'll be open next Monday from 8 until 1. Everything is for sale here. Everything.
Really?
Everything in Short Stack Eatery. If you'd like to find out more, you can email them at shortstackeatery@gmail.com. That's shortstackeatery@gmail.com.
Well, they've got a big fork and a big knife displayed on the wall behind you, just behind
you.
Yes. Oh. It's huge. Look out.
Oh. Bumped my head on that thing. No, they do have a lot of memorabilia
hanging on
the walls and everything. Yeah. Very cool stuff here, so you might want to check that out. All right.
We will check that out.
It's 26 minutes past the hour.
You know, the big news overnight was that the stocks.
Yeah? What happened?
Went up. Skyrocketed. Oh. They erased all of this year's losses.
Is that right?
Because investors are now very confident about the trade progress that Trump is making.
Trade progress.
They come down a little bit with China, right? A little bit.
Well, quite a lot, really.
Well, they kind of, but there's still a lot left.
Yes, 30%.
Yes. You know, it seems like Wall Street doesn't really care about the tariffs that we're going to end up paying for.
Apparently not.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but they're very confident. I'm so glad that at least Wall Street is happy. I hate Wall Street. And we kind of enjoy the fact that it tanked completely to prove how bad Trump's ideas were. We didn't appreciate tanking the Wall Street at all because, you know, we had our investments there.
Yeah,
if you have investments or 401ks,
sure,
yeah.
You don't want
so,
that.
You know, it was a conflict of interest on my part. But anyway, stock futures rise, okay? But here's one. Here's a headline. Trump's biggest win isn't a trade deal. It's his distortion of reality. There you go.
Well, we have to thank him for that?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think that's a good idea. He's over there in Saudi Arabia, you know, making big deals, and, you know, they're signing all kinds of papers. And is he going to come home with the plane? Is that from Qatar?
Oh, he's going to take that airplane. You bet. Oh, there's so many people that disagree with that.
Oh, yes.
Just amazing.
Yeah, left and right.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody does. But, you know, he doesn't see that.
No.
And it's going to be a fantastic airliner when he gets out of office. Maybe this will be the incentive,
For
him
to leave early.
Yes. Gee, I got an airliner. I got a palace in the sky. I
just think fly around all
that's
day.
Where I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that maybe the FAA will be so screwed up by then that, well, you know.
Right.
You know, stuff comes back to bite you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just have a minute left here, John, before we check in with the Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke. We want to remind you, Mike McCabe will be joining us, Substack author and blogger, and he'll be in our next hour. And our boy wonder, who we discovered here at Short Stack Eatery, Zenon, will be here.
He'll be almost a year older, right?
I would think so, unless he went into the time tunnel.
I understand.
I don't know. It would be amazing if he wasn't as old as he should be.
Well, he's also 7 feet tall. There was a growth spurt during that year.
We will find all of that and more. Stay with us. John and Gordy in the Morning, live at Short Stack Eatery.
Stereophonic telephone. Man, dig this crazy pad.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, here we are again with Idiocracy, John and Gordy, WMDX. Mm-hmm. And I've got to mention this because I know you mentioned that your mouse didn't work on the glass top table.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you can buy a mouse with more sensitive lights, lasers.
Yeah.
That work on glass top tables. Even says it on the box.
How often do you run up against a glass top table?
Exactly. Though? Gordy, why don't you just go and get a trackball mouse? That'll work on a glass top table.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, the thing is, I got a glass top for the table, our new table in our dining room.
Yeah.
We got a glass top for it, and then I found out my mouse didn't work at all. So I went out and I had to buy like a $60 or $70 mouse.
Really?
that does work on glass top tables.
That's amazing. Huh?
And the downside of that is if you lose it or lose track of it or, you know, leave it at the studio or you take it home with you.
Yes.
My mouse to your house, then, you know, you start panicking, thinking, oh my God, that's $70, you know.
It really
is nice to have. You know, it's pretty flexible stuff. All right, let's get to Idiocracy here.
You just mentioned it's 6:36.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of foggy out there this morning, so just be aware of that. Temperatures will climb into about the 80-degree range later this afternoon. And coming up a little later, in about an hour, we'll be visiting with Mike McCabe. We're live here at Short Stack Eatery as they get set to close their doors. The last day is Sunday, May 25th. And so we thought we would come down here and broadcast again one more time, like we used to do. And
Mike McCabe has
got a good early morning crowd here.
He's got a real bone to pick with the Clinton administration.
Why?
He kind of blames the Clinton administration for getting us to this point in time.
Wait a second. Why would he blame Clinton?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Wasn't Clinton the only president we've had in the last, I don't know, how many years?
Who balanced the budget.
Who balanced the budget. We actually had a little surplus.
That's the good thing.
There were some bad things.
But there was a bad aspect to it. And it's triangulation, remember?
Triangulation? No, I don't remember.
All right. All right. Well,
we'll find out more when Mike McCabe gets
definitely.
Here.
All right. Let's get to...
Idiocracy.
Let's get to Idiocracy, okay? Senator Mike Lee of Utah has just introduced a bill to make all porn a federal crime.
Okay. Haven't we tried this before? Haven't they gone down this road about every 10 or 15 years?
They do. Every once in a while, they attempt this. And I think it's actually just kind of a show. Mm. It's a showpiece.
Yeah.
Because
it's an attention getter.
As we all know, the Bible Belt are the heaviest users of porn.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, at least they have been for the last 30 or 40 years. I don't know what it's like now. But
have you been tracking their use of porn?
Oh, yeah. I have. You know I have.
Personal survey?
Well, my wife used to write novels for Harlequin Romance way back when. Now she does her own novels. But she used to, and we used to get a book in advertisements from Harlequin, and they had a book of statistics.
Okay.
You know, romantic statistics. And this was one of these statistics, is that people watch porn in the Bible Belt.
Well, good for them. I don't know what to say to that.
A lot of porn.
Maybe so there's nothing else to do.
That's why I'm saying this is kind of a phony bill, obviously. Yeah. You know, they're trying to look, holy pictures, right, with Mike Lee. And it's not working, Mike. You know, you guys are the ones who watch porn, so take it easy, okay? You know,
so
this might pass.
Wants to make it a federal crime.
Yeah, yeah.
To have anything to do with porn.
Well, you know, who knows? Okay. Who knows? And this is wonderful, and this is breaking news. Trump is lifting sanctions on Syria.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gee, just happens to be in the Middle East.
Just after the new leader was elected, a former al-Qaeda fighter linked to the deaths of injuries in dozens of American troops proposed building a Trump Tower in the country.
Okay. Well.
So we're lifting the sanctions on Syria, and just coincidentally, Trump is planning to build a Trump Tower in that country. I don't know if the two are related.
Quid pro quo? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we could ask CJ. He's in on all this stuff. He gets money from Trump.
I don't think that's the case. You know, it's interesting, back to the $400 million jet that Trump is going to accept as a gift from Qatar. Qatar is where all the Hamas leaders live.
Yes.
They're all there in Qatar.
Essentially, they have...
I wonder if they have anything to do with that.
You think so?
Some sort of bribery deal, perhaps? I don't know. It just brings up all kinds of questions. And they're going to have to... I don't think Congress is going to go... But somehow I think he's just going to take the plane anyway. Right?
Yeah,
just fly it over. We'll park it somewhere and...
I'm
work out
pretty
the details
much
later.
Convinced that that is true, and I understand I saw a story on that, and I believe that Hamas is very happy about all of this.
Yesterday
I have a story somewhere in here.
Just yesterday, you guys, I saw it was I don't think it was the actual plane that Trump is being offered, but it was like a gigantic plane, much like what he's being offered by Qatar, a flying fortress, if you will. And it had the Trojan horse photoshopped onto the front of it. That's what we're facing here.
Well, gee, that might be a signal.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with this guy? He's just signaling to everybody what he's doing.
Whoa.
God.
Yikes.
Well, what can you do?
Okay.
All right. Let's get to the next story here. Right. That's just amazing stuff. You know, when you really think about it, it's not coincidental, okay? But this one, and I wanted to get to this a couple of days ago, but this is where we're swapping out immigrants in this country for white people. That's right. The anti-DEI was transparent from the start. It is a racist policy, but they're acting like they're actually trying to be neutral on color. That's not true. Trump found an even more obvious way to get his subtle message across, import poor, repressed white people from South Africa, already wealthy, into this country. Because they'll assimilate a little bit easier. When we get to this cut here, this is Caroline Leavitt talking about it. She was asked about this at a press conference, cut 84. All right, let's listen to this.
The president has shown support for South African refugees that are coming to the United States next week. Can you talk about what these refugees are fleeing and why this is a priority for the administration?
Well, the president has actually signed an executive order on that matter. My office can get it back to you, Michael. This group in South Africa has faced racial persecution. In fact, the government there has vowed to take away their farmland that they own. And so the president has talked significantly about this. As for further details on refugee claims and asylum claims, I would defer you to the State Department.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. So there you go.
You.
Right?
Yeah. Talk to the State Department. They got the whole deal. Marco Rubio will explain
yes,
it to you.
Yes, we're importing white people into the country.
Yeah.
Right?
White South Africans.
And we couldn't be more obvious about it. She
Friends
says
of
that,
Elon, maybe?
Well, you never know.
She
says that South Africans are fleeing the U.S. To the U.S. because of racial persecution. Let's talk about persecution. 1913, black South Africans were banned from owning land. 93% of farmland was handed to white settlers back then. Entire communities were bulldozed for white expansion. Fast forward, white South Africans make up 7% of the population. That's it. Yet still own 72% of private farmland.
In South Africa?
Yes.
Wow.
But yeah, they're oppressed. See, they want to come to the U.S.
Yeah.
Where we're going for the white population. All right.
Man.
This is white nationalism, if you ever heard of it.
Yeah.
All right, how about this? And this is something to keep an eye on. Blinking. If you excessively blink, it shows anxiety. All right.
Okay.
Which pairs with lying? If you're lying, you have more higher anxiety, and that produces the physical blinking.
Is that from a medical journal or
yeah.
Psychology Today?
Well, that's
or
from
something?
Just Ask John. He knows everything about this.
Really, you've been studying blinking lately? You've been doing some research projects on the side.
Well, I came across a story that said that. I'm believing them.
Okay.
A post
So excessive blinking means you're lying?
Yes.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a sign of anxiety, and it could be that you're lying. Hmm. Well, why would you be suffering from anxiety if you're just answering a question from somebody, unless, of course, you know, you have ulterior motives, right? A post on X presented a side-by-side look at Christine Noem and Caroline Leavitt blinking like crazy while being asked a question by the press.
Okay, right.
So when you're talking to somebody,
yes.
You know, just make a mental note and say, I wonder if I'm blinking a lot.
Keep your eyes wide open as much as possible and don't blink. Just stare at people.
That's right.
They won't know you're lying.
That's right.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Good to know.
I want Sam to cue up cut 29, all right?
Okay.
All right, now we've got the tariffs a little bit lower in China. Okay, they're a lot lower, but there's still a tremendous amount of tariff.
Yes.
For China, right?
I mean,
we're still paying a ton of money for Chinese products at this point.
It's about 30%.
It's not going to give us a break, but Wall Street loves it. So they made up all the differences, all the losses since the beginning of the year. All right. Well, EU customers aren't really happy with us. Many other countries are smart enough to see Trump and his policies are terrible, horrible, racist, and inhumane. So they have an app. Let's listen to what they have done to buy the right products at their stores.
Okay.
Across Europe, a quiet protest is playing out in supermarket aisles. American products left untouched. The hashtag Boycott Trump is gaining traction as Facebook groups rally Europeans to push back against US policies with their wallets. Michel joined a French group in March.
As long as we have aggressive policy of American administration, we want to make pressure to say stop it.
His group even provides an app called De-Trumpify Yourself, that lets consumers know if a company's funding traces back to the United States. One recent survey in France found that 6 out of 10 people support consumer boycotts of U.S. goods. The poll also showed that the hardest hit American brands included Tesla, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Victoria's Secret. But it's not just products. Travel to the U.S. from Europe is also down. In March, visits dropped 17% compared to the same time last year.
Hesitation and fear about going to the United States.
Stop travel!
So Gillen, who asks us not to use her last name as she has family in the United States, joined a small group of American protesters on Thursday.
Donald Trump has got to go! Hey, hey.
Melissa Bell, CNN, Paris.
Oh, all right, there you go. So wow. They're all ready for us. They've created an app already.
A de-Trumpifying app.
Yes.
Okay, good to know.
I want that for my phone.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out, too. 6:48, we will continue live from Short Stack Eatery. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. We're at Short Stack. Mm-hmm. We're helping them close out.
Yeah, their last day is Sunday, May 25th. It is 6:53. A little fog around Madison this morning. We'll see sunshine mixed with clouds and highs around 80. Yeah, Short Stack Eatery opening 12 more days. Including, they're going to be open on Monday, May 19th. They're usually closed on Mondays.
Yeah, but this time they will be open.
And everything is for sale in Short Stack Eatery. You can find out more if you're interested. You can go to shortstackeatery@gmail.com. That's shortstackeatery@gmail.com.
Well, it'll be a disaster if people start buying the tables.
Yeah, leave the tables to last if you're going to buy some stuff here.
Yeah, put them on layaway. But you
look around, they have a lot of stuff on the walls here that's pretty interesting.
Really
cool stuff. Okay.
Now, when you warned me that somebody was sitting behind me, were you worried that I would be talking with my arms?
I was worried you were going to flail around like you sometimes do when you get all excited about something.
I get really angry about a lot of things.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give you that heads up. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're family-owned, community-focused. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Mm-hmm. And they also help people change their lives with the number one goal, not just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. In Madison, go to their website. You can get a free hearing test there, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Or just call up for a test in the office with Jim.
That's the way to do it.
Call up Jim and Sarah out there, family-owned business. Wonderful place to go.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Take care of you. Okay.
All right. I thought this was an interesting conversation between Senator Chris Murphy and Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, get ready for this.
He was pretty angry about the fact that Kristi Noem doesn't seem to have a problem spending money. All right. So let's listen to this. It's actually mostly Chris Murphy at this point. Let's listen.
Okay. Your department is out of control. You are spending like you don't have a budget. You're on the verge of running out of money for the fiscal year. You are illegally refusing to spend funds that have been authorized by this Congress and appropriated by this committee. You are ignoring the immigration laws of this nation, implementing a brand new immigration system that you have invented that has little relation to the statutes that you are required, that you are commanded to follow, as spelled out in your oath of office. You are routinely violating the rights of immigrants who may not be citizens, Whether you like it or not, they have constitutional and statutory rights when they reside in the United States. Your agency acts as if laws don't matter, as if the election gave you some mandate to violate the Constitution and the laws passed by this Congress. It did not give you that mandate. You act as if your disagreement with the law, or even the public's disagreement with the law, is relevant and gives you the ability to create your own law. It does not give you that ability. Let's start with your spending. You are on track to trigger the Anti-Deficiency Act. That means you are going to spend more money than you have been allocated by Congress. This is a rare occurrence, and it is wildly illegal. Your agency will be broke by July, over 2 months before the end of the fiscal year. You may not think that Congress has provided enough money to ICE, but the Constitution and the federal law does not allow you to spend more money than you have been given or to invent money. And this obsession with spending at the border, as the chairwoman mentioned, has left the country unprotected elsewhere. The security threats to the United States are higher, not lower, than before Trump came to office. To fund the border, you have illegally gutted spending for cybersecurity. As we speak, Russian and Chinese hackers are having a field day attacking our nation. You've withdrawn funds for disaster prevention. Storms are going to kill more people in this country because of your illegal withholding of these funds. Your myopia about the border, fueled by President Trump's prejudice against people who speak a different language, has shattered many of this country's most important defenses. Finally, let's talk about these disappearances. In an autocratic society, people who the regime does not like are people who are protesting the regime. They are just often picked up off the street, spirited away, sometimes to open-ended detention. Sometimes they're never seen again. What you are doing, both the individuals who have legal rights to stay here, like Kilmar Abrego Garcia, or students who are just protesting Trump's policies, is immoral. And to follow the theme, it is illegal. You have no right to deport a student visa holder with no due process, simply because they have spoken in a way that offends the president. You can't remove migrants who a court has given humanitarian protection from removal.
Exactly.
Now, reports suggest that you are planning to remove immigrants with no due process and send them to prisons in Libya. Libya is in the middle of a civil war. It is subject to a level 4 travel advisory, meaning we tell American citizens never to travel to Libya. We don't have an embassy there because it is not safe for our diplomats. Sending migrants with pending asylum claims into a war zone just because it's cruel is so deeply disturbing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty matter of fact, huh?
She didn't have much to say.
No, she didn't have much to say.
Herself in the middle of all that.
Now, would this have happened under Biden? That's the question I have asked. I mean, Trump asked that all the time. And by the way, where is the mega criticism of her overspending? And not only that, she's not spending money on things we should be spending money on, and yet she's overspending. How the heck did that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for Chris Murphy for stepping up and reading her the riot act there.
You know, I think what he had said there could be applied to a whole bunch of things that the Trump administration is doing at this point. They think that because they were voted in, that there is a mandate. Everything is covered under that mandate.
Yeah.
Next hour, we're going to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Things we didn't vote for when we voted for Trump to be the president.
Mm-hmm. And also coming up in a little more than a half hour, we'll talk to Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author. It's all coming up on John and Gordy Live at Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.